dawn, astronomers are developing technology to detect chemical traces of life in the atmospheres of planets around other stars. If the origin of life is at all common, they may soon be finding lots of life-bearing worlds.
But Yael, what if cosmic catastrophes kill off life after it starts? A life-bearing planet could get hit by an asteroid or comet. A nearby supernova explosion or gamma-ray burst could bathe it in deadly radiation.
Those things might kill humanity, but some forms of life are more resilient. Tardigrades, for example, are microscopic animals that can survive in almost any environment on Earth. If just a few such hardy creatures survived a catastrophe, evolutionary processes could again give rise to biodiversity and repopulate a planet with life.
Maybe, but not if a catastrophe killed everything.
In 2017, three astronomers published their estimate of how likely it is that an Earth-like planet could be sterilized by a cosmic catastrophe. The radiation from supernovae and gamma-ray bursters couldn't do it because animals like tardigrades are resistant to radiation, and many creatures live in water, which is a good radiation shield. They concluded that only boiling away Earth's oceans could kill everything. There are just 16 asteroids big enough to release that much energy if they hit. None is in an Earth-threatening orbit. Only the brightening of the sun as it ages billions of years from now is likely to subject Earth to ocean-boiling temperatures.
That means that once life gets started on a planet, it sticks around, and astronomers can hope to soon be finding evidence of life on distant planets.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University, with production support from the Office of the Provost. I'm Yael Cassander.
And I'm Don Glass.